Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, they call me the Queen of Predictable Sales Results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration. Not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after, 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing potential clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help people discover their own inner strengths and unique creative voice. So I am super excited to introduce Sally Harvey Anderson. Now, Sally is a coach, actress, and writer in Nashville, Tennessee, as she helps actors and creatives stand out in their market through making bold choices and writing their own content. Sally not only teaches classes in improv and writing, but she also helps creatives build successful careers and lives. So I'm super excited to have you as my guest today, Sally.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping actors and creatives not only become better at writing content, but also create more success in their lives and careers. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Thank you. It's a truly a passion. I love it.
And always top of mind question for me is, what exactly was the inspiration or, tipping point that prompted you to start your coaching work?
Well, I had two part-time jobs for 4 years. So one was as an adjunct professor at a university here called Belmont, and I was teaching English. And then the other part-time job was as an improv and acting coach. And I just decided to combine them and because I wanted to have one job.
That makes a lot of sense, right? And obviously, this way you don't have to give up one for the other.
Exactly. It's always been that I have dual passions, and acting and writing, I think, go together really well.
Yeah,
And
totally.
with this way that I've structured my life, I also have the flexibility to act if I want to. Last week I was in a movie. And if I want to write, I have lots of creative people around that inspire me, so
Right.
I'm perfect.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, definitely. Well, so how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Oh wow, yes, I've evolved so much. So I started as an independent contractor. So it was sort of like having your own business light. And I created an LLC in July of 2021, but didn't really go off on my own until the end of summer this year. And when I started my brand, Radical Tenderness.
Oh, okay. That's a great brand name, Radical Tenderness. It's
Thank
like
you.
sort of contradictory, but yet, maybe you can talk a little bit more about how you came up with that name.
I'm a poet, so I love words. In this time of sort of so much conflict in the world, I just thought the best way to be radical is to be tender and see the tenderness in others. And maybe if I could create more of that in the world, give people the ability to feel vulnerable, that they might get strength from that and understand each other a little better.
Yeah, no, that totally resonates with me. I became more tuned into compassion as well, which is like, I believe really aligns with what you're talking about there in terms of you know, just leaning into the tenderness and have that be kind of the guiding light. So yeah, I love that. So
I have the word compassion.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you had overcome along the way in growing your career?
Yes. I think that the hardest part was just, when you don't feel like you can do it,
self-doubt.
And there's this specific thing, imposter syndrome.
Okay. I didn't want to put that out there because
I know you don't want to be like, you're feeling imposter syndrome.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to impose that, but yes,
yeah.
A common thing, imposter syndrome.
Exactly. And I feel like, oh, I've been this artist my whole life. Who am I to start? What do I know about business? I have all these liberal arts degrees and, you know,
right.
But I figured it out.
Well, good. So
I'm figuring it out.
It is always a process of standing in our own strengths and having a lot of courage to, you know, carry forward with that vision that we know that we can fulfill. So maybe can you share a technique that you used to help yourself get through that imposter syndrome phase, or, you know, those little voices that would chime in every now and then uninvited?
Yes. I think that I love the fake it till you make it thing, where it's almost like in acting, you have your costume. So you just put the costume on and you keep showing up, and eventually the character comes easily.
Okay.
And that's how I really, the days that I was feeling discouraged or really scared, I would just show up and I would get dressed and I would do my best to create content and create value for people.
Mm-hmm. So just kind of ignoring those little voices and
yes,
just charging forward. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, definitely. Yeah. And it's, I guess for me, I love the analogy, you know, it's like putting on your, you know, your acting outfit, you know, it's like, well, you know, you're stepping into this new persona or this new identity, and just, this is who I am. So yeah, I love that. That's a great.
Yeah. Idea. It's like you step into it until it just becomes natural.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And, you know, Sally, you're obviously an expert at helping creatives really learn how to, you know, not only be better at improv, but also build successful careers and be more confident. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment, or, you know, the sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes, it is a really different skill set. And I think that as someone who was a kind of a starving artist type for a long time, I still struggle with thoughts around money, and which I've been working on and working through with a coach myself. But I struggle around when the conversation turns to, okay, it's time for me to tell you how much this thing costs.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's an area where you kind of lose your strength, you lose your confidence, or just you don't stand quite as strong as you know that you want to be standing.
Right. The confidence sort of leaves, and I have all these, the doubts come in, the imposter syndrome comes in.
Right. Well, I would be happy to give you some insights that would help you shift that little wobble that happens.
That would be wonderful. Yeah. Thank you. Oh,
absolutely. So, you know, it's interesting, as an actress, you can probably draw on those skills as well, but that doesn't necessarily always serve, because it sounds like, you know, with your radical tenderness, you're probably really compassionate. And what I'm hearing is that you're buying into somebody else's money story. You're kind of like projecting that, oh gosh, they'll never be able to afford this. Oh, this is so much money for them. Oh, you know, and you're kind of projecting for them, maybe something that you're feeling, and they're not necessarily feeling that. We don't know. And so here's something that will help you not get kind of tripped up in that type of energy. If when you're talking about the work that you do and the outcomes of working with you, with your potential client, what's really beneficial is for you to help take inventory of or help illuminate the big differences that they will now be experiencing after working with you. So in other words, it's the outcomes of your work on their lives. So, you know, your work is not only helping them be more confident with their improv, but also build success in their career and their lives. And so let's just say, for instance, they really wanted to be successful as a creative, as an actor or actress. But they had these little glitches and this and that weren't quite firing, or they didn't have clarity around it that you have these skills, and maybe they ended up giving up on their career. Mm. Or they just could never realize it at that success level that they ultimately really wanted, because, you know, some of the expertise or the, you know, I don't know what your approach is or how you actually help them achieve the outcomes, but, you know, they just don't have access to that because mm-hmm. they say no to you. And so when you clearly convey what the difference they'll, you know, now be able to live at or perform at, or all these varying levels of support that you provide after working with you, and what does that mean for them? So how does that change their life? You know, because your work is really transformational. They started at one point of their reality, and after working with you, they are much more successful, not in, only in their content writing, but so many different areas of their life are now easy and they're much more successful. So when you help your potential client really embrace the difference that they'll be living their life at, it helps you to stand in the value of your work. And so when it comes to then sharing what the investment level is of working with you through whatever package or, you know, however you present your offer, then, you know, there's already value built in, because we're talking about them at a different level of success, or maybe success period, that they weren't able to achieve without you. And so that's worth a lot, you know, mm-hmm. for someone. People will go to 4 years of college to get a degree and be spending $20,000, $30,000 a year, and they'll end with a degree, but not necessarily a job. There's a likelihood that they'll get a job, but not, there's no guarantee. And so, you know, when you really look at it through the lens of the impact that you're making on the person's entire life and their happiness, it helps you to, you know, reframe your thought around, ooh, you know, this is such a big price. This is such a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So it's all relative, right? Everything yeah. in life is relative. So just leaning more into the outcomes of your work versus the actual, you know, what goes past the, after the money, the dollar sign. So hopefully that helps provide a little bit of insight. And at that moment when you're transitioning or getting ready to talk about your offer, before you talk about the money, make sure you're illuminating all the impact that the work with you will have in their life.
That really helps. Yeah. Thank you so great. Much.
Yeah, absolutely. And absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting to me because, you know, the pandemic, which we've been experiencing now for nearly 2 years, one of the big things that it's had an impact on has been performing arts. Right. Oh, yeah. And so I would love to hear a little bit in terms of, you know, what has been the impact of the pandemic on the work that you do?
A lot of people have had time to consider what they really want. And for a lot of people, it's inspired them to work with me and change their lives. If they're in a 9-to-5, maybe they're too scared to try acting, or they're too scared to try improv before the pandemic. Once they sit around and think about it for the past couple of years, they're willing to kind of take the leaps with me. So that's been good for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can imagine that, you know, there's been a lot of, well, we've said it so many times, with uncertainty those actors and actresses have really been facing. And so it's created a lot of stress and anxiety. And I'm sure that the work that you do is really helped shore that up and provide them with some new insights around how to really take their career to that next level. And thankfully, now we're back, you know, obviously things have opened up more. And so there's more performances going on. But, you know, I love that. You know, that opportunity to just reflect on, what's maybe not everything is going as well as I thought.
Right. And the pause in auditions and productions gave people time to really study their craft or create their own content, write a screenplay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. Well, Sally, how do you work with actors and creatives who want to finally have solid creative skills and thriving careers? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure. My philosophy is I was a comedian. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of my stuff is sort of irreverent. And I don't know if I want to say the exact phrase. It's the F it is kind of the improv mantra that we use, because people can put so much pressure on themselves. Right. When it comes to performing, and using that can be empowering. Shake off that energy, say it's just a job, you know, like just one of many auditions I'll do in my life, and here we go.
Right. Don't get too tied up over it. Let's just do it.
Exactly. Yeah, just do it, have fun, move on.
Okay. So that's an essence of the philosophy that you use as kind of a guiding approach to your coaching.
That's one for the improv class. Mm-hmm. And then I think the name Radical Tenderness is a really key part of my philosophy, which is just really listening and being kind and vulnerable and honest with each other. Within my programs and between me and my clients.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Great. Mm-hmm. Well, how can listeners learn more about you and this great work you're doing?
You can find me. I spend a lot of time on Instagram. So Sally Harvey Anderson is my main handle. And then my business is radicaltenderness.co. And of course, on Facebook as well. And then my website is radicaltenderness.com.
Okay, fantastic. So Instagram is your main social platform, or is it both Instagram and Facebook?
It's Instagram mainly.
Mainly, mm-hmm. Yep. So mm-hmm. Sally Harvey Anderson, and Anderson is S-O-N, correct?
Correct.
And radicaltenderness.co is where?
That is my other Instagram handle.
That's your other Instagram handle. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then radicaltenderness.com is your website.
Is the website. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I love the continuity. All right. Fantastic. Well, Sally, you've already shared just some great insights through our conversation here, but if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
I think my favorite thing that I come back to is that action creates knowledge. So take action, learn from it. If it fails, that just tells you something, another direction to go in, but just don't stop taking action.
Right. Yeah. Keep in motion and do you say action creates knowledge?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense, because you don't know until you just get out there and try it.
Exactly. And a lot of people will keep studying, and they'll take another class, and they'll, you know, work on their website. But if you're not, you just need to be working with your clients.
Right. Yeah. Get out there and do your magic. So
exactly.
Yeah, that's powerful. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. That is wonderful expertise. So
a little more coachy than F it, right?
Well, it depends on the situation. That other that's one might true. Work too.
That's the comedian side of me. You know?
Right. Yeah. Don't take things too seriously.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, Sally, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early phase of your career where you were juggling two part-time jobs, one as an adjunct professor teaching English and the other an improv and acting coaching with skills with that. And then you combine the two to this impactful mm-hmm. work you're now doing as a coach, actress, and writer, helping actors and creatives get their lives together and thrive through their improv copywriting, as well as supporting their career and their life in creating success in all aspects. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you so much for having me, and I really appreciate your insight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and really again, appreciate it.
Yeah, and again, for our listeners, you can reach Sally Harvey Anderson through Instagram. Follow her on Instagram at Sally Harvey Anderson. As well as radicaltenderness.co, and check out our website, radicaltenderness.com. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of what I call compassionate selling, where you've fully supported your potential clients' decision-making process by providing them with everything they need to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Sally Harvey Anderson. And as always, here's to your success.